This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. A lot of people don't realize that science has been taken over by the insane political left, which is a cult, by the way. It's a cult of anti-science beliefs. And I'll give you several examples here to really lay that out for you. But, you know, liberalism is a danger to humanity. Liberalism is a danger to logic and reason. It's rooted in false beliefs and dogmas and narratives that simply aren't true. It's rooted in detachment from reality. And now that science has been taken over by liberalism, science itself has become, or at least the way it's practiced by the status quo, has become detached from reality. And there's no better example of this than what's being taught in the universities, which are supposed to be institutions of science and reason and learning. And what are universities teaching now? Transgenderism, which is the most anti-science, quack science belief system imaginable. Under transgenderism, what's pushed is this idea that a man can magically and spontaneously transform into a woman by simply declaring himself to be a woman, and that all of society must then embrace this person as a woman, even though it's a man. Now, I'm not against individual liberty, and I support the LGBT community in the sense of each person has their right to live life the way they want to live it. If they want to have a gay partner or a lesbian partner, or they want to cross-dress, or they want to pretend that they're a woman even though they're a man, that's fine. For them, it's an individual liberty issue. You know, I'm very, very liberal on social and cultural issues when they come down to individual choice. You know, it's not my job to tell people that they can't be whatever they want to be or dress up however they want to dress. But the issue with transgenderism is that they say that this is scientific reality, that a man has become a woman, and that new woman can now have periods and menstruate and even get pregnant. This is what it has come to. So you've got now these especially young liberals who believe that someone born as a man, you know, with XY chromosomes and everything, can then declare himself to be a woman, can go through the gender, what do they call it, reassignment surgery, and be a woman, and then can conceive and get pregnant and menstruate and have babies. Look, today's youth literally believe this. But of course, it's total quackery. You know, if you're not born with ovaries and a womb, you don't have the reproductive hardware of a woman. You're not going to be able to get pregnant and carry a child. I'm sorry, doesn't work that way. Now you can act out the role. You can role play a woman in society. And, you know, I suppose that's your right. But to think that you can have a child, that you can conceive a child when you were born with sperm and testes and a penis, and to think that you can now conceive a child and carry a child like a woman, it flat out doesn't work that way. Sorry. Doesn't work that way. And if we take a DNA test of that person, it shows the DNA they were born with, you know, XY in the case of a man, XX in the case of a woman. So now that the left has taken over science, they're pushing these quack science ideas such as transgenderism. And it's very dangerous because now we're starting to see, quote, science be warped into political correctness. What's supposed to be science is now following a political agenda, the left-wing liberal agenda, which is rooted in just sheer insanity. And it's just incredibly dangerous because, in essence, universities are now teaching people magic and calling it science. They're saying that people can spontaneously transmute themselves from a male to a female. And the next step, already being pushed by some liberals, is that you can spontaneously transmute yourself into an animal. There's something called transanimalism. Some people believe that they're great cats, or they believe they're, I don't know, bears and dogs and things. And they believe it. To them, it's real. And they dress up like a cat. And they, you know, they have their, they get surgery done. They have, I guess, what do they call it? Trans animalism reassignment surgery to become a cat physically, you know? This is totally accepted by the left now that you can be an animal. They've now decided there are 31 genders. 31 genders. You know, not just two, not male or female, or even four, you know, gay man, gay woman, straight woman, or anything like that. But 31 genders, which is, of course, rooted in this kind of liberal PC insanity. But it's being taught now at the universities. And that just shows you how scientifically illiterate the next generation is going to be, because they're going to be raised into thinking that there's genetic magic, or what I call the theory of spontaneous genetic transmutation. This is now being taught at universities under the guise of science and social justice and tolerance. This is all considered tolerance. But of course, it's total insanity. All right, so I'm going to give you more examples. It's not just transgenderism. I've actually covered this in an article on naturalnews.com. You can check it out, but I've got five examples here. The second one is the chemical denialism on the left. They deny that gender bender chemicals can feminize men. This is pure denialism. Now, these same people, they readily believe that glyphosate, an herbicide, causes cancer. And they're correct about that. It does. They readily believe that pesticides can cause Alzheimer's or dementia or even infertility and other problems. They readily understand that hormone-mimicking plasticizer chemicals such as BPA can promote cancers in women. So they understand, or at least they claim to understand, that chemicals can alter physiology. But when you say atrazine feminizes males and can cause sex expression to move toward the feminine side, and this is borne out by the science, it's actually, atrazine is called a chemical castration agent, then the left goes, no, that's not true. Couldn't be true. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Again, their political narrative is that gender expression is only a choice and nothing more. It's not influenced by chemicals. It doesn't even have to be rooted in genetics, in their opinion. It's just a choice. Like, you can choose to be a male and you can choose to be a female the next minute. And then after you use the bathroom at Target, you can go back to choosing to be a male again, according to them. It's just like a spontaneous, wishful, just wishing, like waving a magic wand. Boom, you're male. Boom, you're female. Boom, you're a drag king or whatever. Boom, you're gender fluid. And so they think that sex expression is a choice, not something that is influenced by chemistry, the laws of chemistry, genetic expression, phenotypes, physiology. And so they're quack, you know, they're scientifically illiterate, because the truth is that your sex expression is almost entirely controlled by body chemistry. It's the role of hormones. And the hormones are manufactured because that's in the blueprint of your DNA. So your DNA signals your body, your organs, your endocrine system to generate these hormones, which are picked up by the cells in your body, that tell the cells what they should become. The organ specialization, reproductive organs, you know, being built when you're a fetus in your mother's womb. Notice that can't be your father's womb. You notice that? It's got to be your mother's womb. Everybody had a mother, or has a mother, maybe still. You grew inside the body of a mother, not a father. Okay, gosh, it's basic stuff here. But it's the chemistry of your body that signals your organs to become more male or more female. And so, of course, chemicals that alter, that interfere with these hormones, or that mimic those hormones, of course, they can have gender bender effects. There are some chemicals that make you more male, some chemicals that make you more female. And right now we're inundated with a lot of chemicals in our environment and in our food packaging and so on that make people more female. there are not really a lot of male chemicals in the environment, but there's a lot of female chemicals in the environment. And so it's not at all unreasonable to talk about what is the influence of this environmental exposure to gender bender chemicals. But that entire discussion is not allowed on the anti-science left, who claim to have a monopoly on science, by the way. They say, no, no such thing. Couldn't happen because gender is a choice. Okay, whatever. You just got to be a chemical denialist. Then, you know, good luck. Good luck with the rest of your thinking, because you're not making any sense. All right, here's another great example of the anti-science views of the progressive left. Now, leftists, they like to consider themselves to be environmentalists. And I'm an environmentalist too, even though I'm not on the political left. I don't really have allegiance to any political party. But I do have allegiance to protecting the environment. And so I agree with the left when they say things like, well, mercury is bad in coal-fired power plants. We don't want mercury in the air. We don't want mercury in the water. We don't want mercury in the oceans or in the fish or in the runoff into the food supply or the rivers and streams and so on. Mercury is bad in the environment. And we all agree on that point. And yet these same environmentalists then turn around and say, but mercury is good in vaccines. Yes, it's bad if your child inhales mercury in the air. It's bad if coal-fired power plants emit mercury. It's bad if you eat mercury. It's bad if you put mercury on your skin and personal care products. But oh my God, it's so great to have your baby injected with mercury. This is the insanity of what these people are pushing. And then they argue, well, it's a different kind of mercury. It's ethyl mercury. Excuse me, but ethyl mercury is also extremely toxic in a different way than methyl mercury. But all forms of mercury are toxic, organic or inorganic, as far as that goes. It's just straight up elemental mercury is toxic. Doesn't even have to be ethyl mercury or methyl mercury. So we've got these environmentalists, and they're so concerned about 2 parts per billion of mercury in the water supply. That's the EPA limit, 2 ppb. It's pretty low, by the way. And I have personally tested hundreds of water samples from across America that people have sent to my lab as part of the EPA Watch program. I have never seen mercury over 2 ppb in a municipal water supply. I've never seen it. I've seen copper. I've seen lead. I've seen cadmium. I've seen aluminum. I mean, I've got the whole data sheet posted on epawatch.org, by the way, if you want to see it. I published this in the Natural Science Journal. That's our in-house journal. I published all the data for you to see, and there's no mercury in any of it. But leftists are really, really concerned about 2 parts per billion of mercury in the water supply, yet they will inject their children with a vaccine that contains, get this, over 25,000 times higher concentrations of mercury than the EPA limit in water. Yes, they will inject their child with 50,000 parts per billion mercury in the form of a flu shot. That's what's in it. I know because I've tested it. It's also admitted right there on the vaccine insert sheet. 25 micrograms of mercury in the form of thimerosal and half a milliliter dose. That comes out to 50,000 ppb. Do the math. It's pretty simple. And you know, it just strikes me as so odd that, you know, the environmental movement began, many say, with the book Silent Spring. And yet now we're injecting children with mercury and we're creating a new generation of silent brains because mercury causes brain damage. And the left doesn't seem to care about that. No concern whatsoever. It's like, well, boy, they were concerned about all the silencing of the pollinators and the honeybees and everything, which is valid. I mean, I share that concern. But then they poison their own children with mercury and they call that science? What? You people are insane. It's just, I've never understood why environmentalists are so selective in their views on mercury. Why isn't mercury bad to inject? It's just insane. It's totally insane. All right, the next one, the next point here is climate change. So according to the left, they always like to say 97% of scientists agree that man-made climate change is real. Of course, you look into that study and it was an email survey where they removed a bunch of people and selected the data set. Turned out to be overrepresentative of California university scientists who've already been indoctrinated with this belief system. So the whole study's bogus, basically. And it turns out that if you look at the NOAA temperature data, they committed scientific fraud. They altered the data. And if you look at the raw data, as it actually came from the satellites, guess what? There's no warming trend. But if you look at the data that were reported by the NOAA, oh my God, it looks like a warming trend. It looks horrifically, it looks like an emergency. And then the NOAA got caught faking it. You know, they got caught with their emails. They got caught before the Paris Climate Change Accord meeting, whatever that was, faking all the data, putting together, you know, fake science reports. The whole thing is a giant con. And yet leftists completely, they have fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker. They think that, oh my God, that carbon dioxide is the worst poison on the planet. And they don't realize that CO2 is in short supply. And without CO2, all life on the planet would collapse. I mean, virtually all life, you wouldn't be able to grow food at all. You'd starve to death without CO2. That CO2 supports the reforestation of desert areas or arid areas. Plants are starving for CO2. It's so important and it's in such short supply that greenhouse growers actually bring in machines that are CO2 generators to generate CO2 by burning propane typically or natural gas to generate CO2 inside the greenhouse so that their plants can thrive. You got to realize there's only about 400 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. Maybe it's a little bit higher than that by now, but it's not a big number. I mean, 400 parts per million is not very much. It's a trace gas in the atmosphere, and plants are starving for it. You know, it's a molecule of life, and yet according to Al Gore and the insane anti-science left, it's a molecule of death and doom and destruction. You know, and then these people, they claim everybody else is like a doom and gloomer. And they say, why can't you be more positive? And then they say, a CO2 molecule is going to destroy the planet. They're being so negative, it's unbelievable. And irrationally negative. CO2, you couldn't live without it. Because it's part of the plant cycle. It's part of the ecosystem. You couldn't survive without CO2 in the atmosphere. You exhale it as a waste gas, but the plants use it to produce food and even produce oxygen as a byproduct of photosynthesis and so on. And yet the entire left status quo tells us, oh my God, the climate change is so bad. And they use the most insanely stupid arguments to support that. They look at every weather event. Oh my God, there was a tornado. See, climate change is real. Oh my God. There was a flood. See, climate change is real. Oh my God, there was a drought. See, climate change is real. You realize the argument they're making is that there was no extreme weather on the planet before the Industrial Revolution, according to them. How insane that is. You know the Earth has gone through many periods of insane, crazy weather, far crazier than anything that we've seen today. You know, even in recorded human history, there were years that were far hotter than what we have now. Even in the 1930s, they were far hotter. We've had years where there are far more hurricanes, far more tornadoes, far more volcanoes. You know, look, the Earth has been a place of extreme weather events since its very existence, since the very beginning. And yet the left, the scientific status quo of the left is just filling people's brains full of nonsense, telling them that, oh my God, like Earth was this calm, peaceful, totally awesome place with no floods until we started burning fossil fuels in combustion engines. And now it's like totally crazy. Like this is what the left has become. It's the insanity levels that they have achieved in this are just, oh my God, how do you even respond to that? You know, all you can do is say, you're just incredibly, illiterate, incompetent, stupid, you know, Jesus Christ, go get a real education in science and then maybe we can talk. All right, moving on to the last one here is, you know, the left likes to say that they support life and they support tolerance and they're all about saving the children. Except when those children aren't quite yet born, in which case it's murder them. You know, harvest their brains for scientific research. We're talking about partial birth abortions, which the left loves. Oh my God, they love chopping off babies' heads when they're coming out of the birth canal. They're not quite all the way out. It's a partial birth. You know, chop the head off. Harvest those skulls and brains for scientific research. You see, they got to have this assembly line of little baby skulls in order to do their scientific research. And that they believe this wholeheartedly. Oh, this is a woman's health issue somehow. It's a choice issue somehow. I mean, hey, okay, it's a choice in the first trimester. I get that. Maybe, you know, second trimester, I don't know. You can debate all that. But when the child's being born, you kill it? That's not a choice. That's murder, folks. That's murder. And by the way, maybe you should have chosen to use some birth control, you know, and avoided the whole thing if you didn't want the child. But it's even crazier than that. The status quo scientific left also now argues that it's okay to do what's called post-birth abortions, where they say, and I've linked to this in my article, they argue that, you know what, even after the child is born for a period up to 5 years, you, the parents, can still abort that baby, and it's okay. It's morally okay. It's ethically okay, because maybe you find out you didn't really know what it's going to be like to be parents, and you change your mind. So it's a post-birth abortion. Wait a minute. That's called infanticide. That's called murdering your baby. That's not an abortion. That's baby murder. But the left, in their weird science warped view, that they think that's totally fine, post-birth abortions. Yeah, up to 5 years, you know, just imagine. They say just imagine that maybe you can decide, you know, you weren't really cut out to be parents. So you can just sort of get rid of that child through a post-birth abortion and it's totally okay with them. So these are just five examples that show you the lunacy of the progressive left when it comes to science. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, how come I'm not talking about the conservative right? Well, that's a different article. I am going to talk about the scientific illiteracy of the conservative right, which believes there's no such thing as a toxic chemical at all. But you know, I got to dish this out equally and point out one side first and then the other side. I never said that the Republican establishment has a monopoly on real science. They don't. You know, basically, look, the Republican establishment is run by corporate interests, and the corporations are all in the business mostly of just poisoning people. You know, the pesticide companies, the herbicide companies, the pharmaceutical companies, the vaccine companies. It's just poison. And that's, you know, that's tied into the conservative side, the conservative establishment as well. But that's not the focus of this talk. This is about the progressive left and their fails in science, which I think are even more egregious because, you know, you get into the denialism of basic genetics, the denialism of you know, atrazine causing gender bender effects and so on. I mean, at least conservatives still believe in genetics. It's like, you know, they're not perfect either, but at least they don't think that you can wave a magic wand and spontaneously transmute yourself into a giant lizard or something, which is what leftists believe. They literally believe that. I mean, not all leftists, obviously, but the mainstream, the status quo left, definitely believes in transgenderism and transanimalism. And as far as we know, there's probably somebody out there on some blog somewhere that's pushing like transalienism. They think they're alien. Wait a minute. There is. We covered this. There was a guy who thinks he's an alien. And yeah, a genderless alien. And he went out to get all these surgeries done to turn himself into a genderless alien. Like this weird, skinny, pale alien looking guy. And then he wears these black contact lenses to make his eyes look like alien eyes. I'm not even kidding. And what, we're supposed to be tolerant now and call him Mr. Alien or Alien Bob or what? Which restroom is this alien supposed to, does Target, are they going to build alien bathrooms now at the Target stores? What, how far do they take this? It's insane. You're living in a world that's filled with total insanity, absolute insanity. And what's most disturbing to me about this is that they claim to have a monopoly on science. And then, you know, they'll attack me and say I'm anti-science because I point out that mercury is bad to have in vaccines. That's anti-science. But they're pro-science because they believe in trans-alienism or whatever trans that they're pushing on that day, and post-birth abortions, like killing your three-year-old infant and calling it a woman's choice. I mean, really? They've become that insane. Totally insane, completely unhinged, completely detached from reality. It's sick. It's sick. And for them to do this under the name of science, that's even more sick. Look, the universities have become infested with anti-science, politically correct cultists. It is a cult. Liberalism is a dangerous cult. And like any cult, the members of the cult don't realize they're in it. And at the same time, they prioritize the power of the cult over everything else. So if they have to choose between scientific reality versus supporting the cult, they're going to support the cult. They're cultists. That's what cultists do. And if you've heard very many of my podcasts, you know that I despise cults or cult leaders. I despise any group that tries to take over the minds of all the people and demands they worship some silly cult leader who pretends to be a space alien or whatever they do. California's cult, Heaven's Gate. That was one. That was, what was that guy's name? Apple? Something Apple, that cult leader, he was like, oh yeah, everybody's going to be, you know, the mothership's coming on the backside of the comet, you know, buy your Nike sneakers and get ready with the arsenic. We're going to join the mothership. And all these Californians were like, yeah, we're on board with you there, man. And they killed themselves. Dumb. I mean, just not dumb, stupid, stupid as dirt. And I guess in a kind of a happy way, they did remove themselves from the human gene pool, which is a necessary step for the survival of humanity. Please, people, if you believe that there's an alien mothership coming for you, why wait? Just drink the arsenic now. You know, just take care of it now. Get ahead of the game a little bit. Help out the rest of humanity. I don't know. It's all so insane, folks. It's all so insane. I mean, you look, everything is falling apart right now in society. You know, science turns out to be anti-science. You know, the definition of money, what is money out there in the world, turns out to be fake money, you know, counterfeit money, fiat currency, right? The things you've been told that are supposed to be true about, you know, history, or, you know, things that you read in the press, the hacking, Russian hacking, turns out to be totally false. Everything's fake. You know, the CIA is spying on you through your television now. We've had that release from WikiLeaks. You know, look, it's all falling apart. But science is falling apart too, because well, not real science, the fake science, the scientific, the fake science establishment, the left-wing science BS sector of society. It's all unraveling. And I can't wait to keep pulling on that thread and keep unraveling the insanity of it all. Because literally, if the left wing is going to keep pushing this transgenderism science, I'm going to keep hammering them as morons because they deserve it. I mean, if they're going to go all in for post-birth abortions and trans-alienism and spontaneous genetic transmutation, chemical denialism and mercury denialism and all that stuff, they deserve to be hammered. They deserve to collapse. They deserve to be overthrown by real critical thinkers like you and me. who were like, wait a second, the emperor has no clothes. Mercury is toxic to inject into children. No, you can't change your chromosomes by waving a magic wand. And killing little babies is not abortion. You know, like living infants, 3 years old. Murdering that child is not abortion. It's not a parent's right. That's murder. So just stating the obvious at this point in our weird human society has become attacked as a form of hate speech. Just stating the obvious, just telling a simple truth, like mercury is toxic. Oh, you're declared to be anti-science. You're declared to be engaged in hate speech. Oh, you know, Bruce Jenner is a guy. Oh, you hate speech pusher. You're full of hate. Why don't you have inclusiveness and tolerance for Caitlyn Jenner? Hey, you know what? They put Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of that magazine, gave her a Woman of the Year award. How insulting is that to women? You know, like real women. I mean, what? They couldn't find an actual Woman of the Year who was born a woman, who gave birth to a child, who nursed a child, who experienced life as a woman? No, they got to take this imposter, this guy who pretends to be a woman and only recently, and call him the Woman of the Year? This is the insanity of the left, and it's an insult to all real women everywhere. It's an insult to reality. It's an insult to science. And, you know, I'm sorry, Bruce, you're a guy. You're probably a great guy. I don't have anything against you personally, but you're not a woman. And no, you don't deserve Woman of the Year award. Maybe you deserve Guy of the Year. I don't know. Olympian of the Year award might be appropriate. Yeah, I mean, good for you, but you're not a woman. Sorry. Definitely not Woman of the Year. Oh, it's insane. It's insane. Anyway, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more controversial content, podcasts, and please share this, even if you hate it. Even if you're a hater and you don't believe in real science, just share this anyway. A little secret, I depend on the haters to help get me more listeners and to wake up more people. It's great. It works. It's incredible. So just keep sharing this. You can attack it all you want. If you're an anti-science leftist, if you think you can wave a magic wand and magically transform yourself into a lizard or an alien or a leopard or whatever, share this audio with people and tell those people how stupid you think I am for not believing that, and see how that debate goes. I can't wait to read it. All right, take care, everybody.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world. Triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.